We do have the federal member for Cowper, which is the larger area, for those that don't know, that covers a lot of the mid-north coast, in fact, all of it. And he's on the line now, Pat Conaghan. A couple of things we want to chat to you about this morning. The petrol prices, of course, is something that people have been pretty irritated by, considering I've got a lot of mates in Tamworth, and it was only about a week and a half ago they were saying it was down to 77 cents.
That is crazy.
I haven't seen it under $1.10 here.
No, it is crazy, and it's something I get emails every single day about. Mm. And living in Port Macquarie, you certainly, and I do quite a bit of travelling, and to think I can go up to through Kempsey and get fuel for 10 or 15 cents less than what we get in Port Macquarie, and the same with Coffs Harbour, it just doesn't make any sense. And I check the fuel prices as I do most days, and in Sydney at the moment it's 80. The cheapest you can get it is about 83. Port Macquarie's 99 cents, and Kempsey's 91. So there's a variable there of almost 20 cents.
Well, yeah, I'm just happy Christy has found it under a dollar. My God!
But you're talking 10-15 cents, which can make a whole difference over a full tank. But normally you wouldn't bother hunting around if it was 3-4 cents.
Oh, well,
but
maybe you wouldn't.
No. Oh gosh, I don't even care what the fuel price is. I just fuel up and I pay what it is. But Pat, what about you? Are you the one that really hunts around? Like, I know you're looking at the prices, but would you drive the distance just to get the cheaper fuel?
Oh, look, I've got to be honest, I probably wouldn't, because I'm busy, and most people are like that. You know, they're busy, they just want to fill up. But the big thing here is that, I urge petrol stations to take a bit of responsibility, and when these oil prices are so low, not to take advantage of their customers. And it would appear that the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commissioner, whilst he, you know, does the same thing and urges petrol stations to do the right thing, not much has happened over the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, if it doesn't change, both Kevin Hogan, who's in the next electorate, and myself are talking about calling on an inquirer or a royal commission to make the petrol stations do that. And I don't want to have to do that, but if they won't pass those savings on to their consumers, then we really need to have a good look at it.
Well, the cramp thing about it is, if it comes to that, it's not a petty thing either. I don't think it should be something you should be ashamed about doing. I think that if people can't get petrol or diesel, whatever they're filling their car up with, at the price that it should be at now, in this time where everyone needs to save money, you've got people that are just closing their doors left, right and centre at the moment, even though we may get some sort of respite from the restrictions come tomorrow. It's one of those things where take them for all they got. They got money. They got cash. If they're not going to give the savings to us, and they should be giving them to us, take them for all they got, pal. Do it.
Yeah, and that's the point. People are hurting. And, you know, it'd be nice to see. We're all saying we're all in this together. It'd be nice to see those savings passed on.
It's true. Look, the happier story now. This was a sad story at first, but Christine Archer, a retired nurse, she's coming back over from New Zealand to come to Bowraville to see her sister, who's not in a good way.
That's right. Well, we first found out about this through the ABC, who had been contacted by Christine's family. Her sister, very sadly, is in palliative care in Bowraville, and she had made an application through the Border Force Commissioner to come over, and it was refused on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
When we found out, we got in contact with both the Border Force Commissioner and also Mr. Dutton's office. And within a day or two, an approval was given for Christine to come over. And I've spoken to Christine a number of times. Lovely lady. And it's one of those really feel-good things in this job. Sometimes it can be thankless, but it was so good to talk to her. And she was just over the moon to find out that she could come to Australia to be with her sister in a really tough time.
How did you work your magic? Because she was denied multiple occasions because she didn't have the exempt on compassionate grounds. I don't even know how they say that, given that it was her sister's dying wish to have her by her bedside. But what did you do to make her change her mind?
Yeah, Peter Dutton, I mean, what magic lamp do you have to rub to get him going?
Well, I do what I normally do and stand in one spot and just stamp my feet.
Yeah, Chakatanti.
And Chakatanti. No, Peter Dutton is a good fellow. He's got a good office. And once we explained the full circumstances, and particularly at a time where they're talking about bringing a whole football team over from New Zealand, I know which one should come first, and it was good to see that it did.
Are you all for the whole bubble of once the state borders open that we just consider New Zealand an attachment to us and so we can travel from New Zealand to Australia?
Only if we could call the rugby union players ours and put them into the Australian rugby union team. That's fine.
Well, actually, just on that, on the Warriors coming over to Tamworth, now Scully Park is a great facility over there. I've lived in Tamworth for a little while. Are you upset that we didn't get them here? It would have been pretty cool to have had a team playing here on the mid-north coast where we could just go and, like, even if we can't go there, just would have been a nice buzz around the area. Was there an opportunity for you to maybe petition for them to come here instead?
Look, there wasn't. The first I heard they were going to Tamworth was when everybody else heard. It's always good to get more people into the electorate because what it means is there's more money going through the economy.
Yeah, of course.
And whenever we hear about those opportunities, we jump straight on them.
Thank you for your time this morning. I know there was a barrage of different things there, but it's different talking to... talking to a politician about nice things. Apart from the petrol, obviously.
Well, it's good to talk about nice things.